Okay, wonderful. I want to welcome everybody to the Free Press Teleseminar Series that we have. This is week three, and really excited. Our mess up is going to be your blessing. Today we had scheduled our guest speaker, Paula Langus Ryan, who is a copywriter and also just a master at creating sales letters, and she has a program that teaches people the language of prosperity. She's also a prosperity coach, and she's been on CNBC. She actually wrote, was a ghostwriter for Jay Abraham and some other celebrities. And we had a little bit of confusion with the dates and times, and so she is not going to be here today. I have so much information. I could have done this, the 5 weeks by myself, so she's going to be joining us. We're actually adding one more week to the series, so we're turning it into a six-week series. And today, I'm going to be going over the second most important thing, in this whole Free Press Bootcamp program that we have, which is creating your power bio. And the call is being recorded. This goes out to everybody. So I'd love to just have the opportunity to, if you could, just take 30 seconds to introduce yourself. And if you have a business or something that you're looking to get free press with, if you take a moment to share that with us. And again, this is free press in the making right here. So other individuals that go back and have the opportunity to listen to this, this is their your chance to spread the word. So go ahead and I'm Erin, I'm going to pick on you first since I got your name.
Hello, my name is Erin. I'm from Santa Cruz. Nice to be on the call. And I guess what I do is I help law firms get ranked on Google Maps, and I'm starting to expand my network to businesses with their online marketing.
Great. And so what are you looking for next, can I ask?
Oh, what am I next?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In my business, I'm looking to take on a few more clients, just maybe like three or four more, because I can help you.
And these would be attorneys, correct?
I started working for attorneys because I worked at a law firm for a year and a half and I knew how they worked, but now I'm interested in expanding out to other niches and providing other services than just Google Maps ranking. I mean, that's for local businesses that I specialize in all kinds of user experience, marketing, so creating landing pages and sales processes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Erin. Do you have a website you want to share real quick?
Yeah, I mean, I just went up the other day, ranklaw.org, or you can email me at erinmatlin@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, anybody else on the call? Today we're talking about creating your power bio. So I'm just having everybody share for marketing and seeing who's on the call. If you could just share for 30 seconds who you are and what your business is, and if you've got a website, go ahead and share that quickly. Mary, do you want to go next? Okay. Anybody else want to go next? If you can hit star 6 to mute and unmute yourself. Hello. Hi, Mary.
Hi. This is Mary Carr. As I'm a fiction author, I'm calling from Vancouver, as I said before. My web address is mary_barr.com. And I'm interested in your program because I'm wanting to utilize the missing link in my work. I'm wanting to know how to write a power bio, a synopsis, a sales letter, just to get everything out there so that I can actually target the areas that I've been missing for so long. So love the writing. I've been writing for many years, and I write in several genres, but of course the marketing and promotions always slips by the way with me. So that's what I'm looking to do.
Great. Thanks, Mary, for joining the call.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, and who's next? Go ahead and hit start. Oh, go ahead.
This is Doreen, and I'm starting a cat rescue adoption education center. I live in Idaho, and we're in the process of forming our nonprofit, and I'm on the call to figure out how to utilize the press to get more people involved in the nonprofit.
Great. You're in the right place.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And what was your first name again?
Doreen.
Doreen?
Doreen.
Doreen. Okay, great. I got it. Thank you. All right. Wonderful. And who else is on the call that would like to take advantage of free marketing? The call's recorded and sent out to hundreds of people. So.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Maida Gensler. I'm also involved with a nonprofit, Citizens for Pets in Condos. We're a public advocacy and educational organization dedicated to increasing acceptance of companion animals in condos and other types of association-run housing. We want to save the animals. We want responsible pet owners to be able to have the animals. And I'm interested in getting more press for our organization because we're a very grassroots organization. We don't have any funding, so we're looking for all the free press we can get out to let people know about what we do and about the right to have emotional support animals.
That's great. And do you have a website that you wanted to share?
Yes, it is petsincondos.org, PETSINCONDOS.org.
Great, thank you. Okay, anybody else? I think we have one more person on the call. You hit star 6 to mute or unmute yourself.
Shannon?
Yes.
This is Deline again. Can I share my website? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my company's name is Meow Prince, and the website is www.meowprince.com, and that's MEOWPRINTS.com.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And anybody else that joined the call that wants to share real quickly who they are and their project?
Jeff Wood just joined in with Automatically You.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So glad you joined the call.
Excellent. And for those of you guys who are on the call who know who Automatically You is, we do social media marketing. We've actually created a social media automation tool that is available for anyone. So anyone who needs to market their business, organization, or cause through social media, we help them by being able to automate the postings of social media messages and content. So every day at 9 o'clock in the morning, you can be posting things to Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and LinkedIn and so forth. On a regularly scheduled basis. So you choose the time and the date and the content, either content that we already have, if you just want some general types of content, or content that you create for either your own business or for your customers if you're doing internet marketing on behalf of other clients. And we also do a lot of other automated things like being able to add or find people to follow on Twitter, or add people to your Facebook fan page or your regular personal page on Facebook, just a variety of different types of automated tools. So check us out at automatically you.com, and you can sign up for a free account.
Great. Yeah, and Jeff, we work with Jerry. Jeff works with Jerry, who's one of the co-authors and experts in the social media program part of the Free Press Boot Camp, and so very excited to have them on board. I've been using the program for a while, and I'm loving it. I feel like I'm having more time, and you know, I'm just at the infancy stages of it, but really grateful to have them on board, because there's so much when it comes to free press and free media, and that, you know, to have experts in that arena to simplify it really is a great bonus. And one of the things that they did as a gift for anybody that actually buys the program, the Free Press Bootcamp program, they've actually given everybody a year for free, which is just a huge gift. So thank you, Jeff, for your guys' work and everything that you've brought to helping get this message out. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and we're very excited to be working with you. We think that your whole marketing program is a great thing. If anyone has you know, any particular questions about Automatically You, feel free to just get a hold of me at jeff@automatically.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, and I know we had one more person join us before we dive into the next part, but this is, I wanted to give everybody a chance just to get some free press. So if you want to introduce yourself, say your name, what your business is, and your website. Try to keep it down to 30 seconds. That would be great. Anybody else? Okay, well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and get started. So, in the first call, we talked about why free press and what do you do to all the different, there's so many different types of marketing, and with free press, this is such a great aspect. You know, you can take these same tools, even if you have a marketing budget, and apply them the same. It's expanding your marketing dollars. So it's one thing that's great for getting free press, but it's also great if you're spending any money in marketing whatsoever. Really, this program is designed to help you also expand that. And one of in the first call, we talked about how to write a press release. So if you haven't went back to listen to that, it's really great. It talks about how to set up a PowerPoint, how to format it, how to write taglines that sizzle, and really developing your story. And it's key to know, who you are and explaining that quickly, clearly, and concisely. And so I always invite people to take a moment and write on a note card. If you were getting in the elevator and it was with Oprah or whoever it is that you want to connect with, what would you say? Imagine they were just going up one or two floors. What would you say? How would you capture their attention? And so when we look at the media, we talk about creating a press kit. And, the six components of a press kit is obviously your power bio. Now, I don't know if everybody on the call has a bio, but today I want to go through the key components of developing your power bio, because really I found that this is one of the most difficult areas that people have, is creating their bio and talking about themselves, because we've been programmed that, some may have worries of it's egotistic or I'm boasting. And really, the power bio is designed to help people to get to know you, and it allows you to connect with those potential customers and build clients' trust in your expertise. So it's really important that you take time to develop this for your press kit. And I think that ideally we want to have two or three different lengths, something that's real short and sweet. If you're hitting on the radio, there's only so much time. And I'm going to give everybody a little tip today. If you're on the radio and you have a few minutes, let's say you bought a 30-second or a one-minute commercial, you're not going to say www. So I know we're in the habit of saying www.shannonburnett.com, but really, we want to, when time is of the essence, you can just say shannonburnett.com or automaticallyyou.com, or, be thinking about how do we tighten things so that it can be clear and concise. So just a little tip I always tell clients that I'm working with. So when you're creating your power bio, there's a few different processes that I suggest for individuals. And one is to take, and I'm going to give you the five key things that I think are absolutely essential in the power bio. But I invite people to take a piece of paper and put it up on your wall with each individual segment that I'm going to give you, each individual topic or question, and sit with it for about a week. And as you're, you know, as thoughts come up, write it down. I mean, it could be in a notepad that you carry with you. But when I did this and actually wrote it on the wall, it was amazing how as the week went by, more and more things came, you know, to include. And one of the challenges that I found with clients in this area is that because they're doing something maybe new, they don't think that their past history should be going into their power bio. And I think it's important to write down everything, not judge, not censor, just put it down. Because what I found is, and not in every case. Like, I had one woman that was a professional arm wrestler, and I said, just write it down, you know, and we're laughing. And you know, I shared with her, I said, well, you have strength, and, you know, there was a lot of attributes that she was able to take from that. But I had another individual who, she went out and researched, like, 400 health products, and she found out which ones were really true to their ingredients, true to, you know, their health, and she was inspired because her daughter was sick, and phenomenal, but she spent 25 years in sales. And when we were going through this process, she did not, you know, she had a bad taste about sales. She had all of this belief that the two should not tie together. You know, she's in a whole new business. But when we got done with the process, she was able to use that expertise and say, my 25 years of sales experience helps me cut through all the hype and get to the core of what's true. And so, you know, I'm sharing this so that hopefully you can see that many times our past has led us to right here, and we can actually pull from that and bring it as a strength in our current business. Now, when creating your power bio, I always invite people to do two power bios, one for you as an individual and one for you as a business. And it's always easier to do your business because that's something we can talk about. I mean, it's more difficult to talk about ourselves. So really stretch yourself to do this for you first. Create your personal power bio. And so with that, the first thing that you want to, you know, it's not so much your degrees and your educational history. I mean, some of that you want to include, but one of the first things is think about your field of expertise, your scope of recognition or program. What is it about you that makes you wildly successful? What is it about you that makes you wildly successful? The next part is accolades, awards, titles, grants, special honors, accomplishments. This process can also feel really good because sometimes I remember looking back going, oh my gosh, I was nominated for the Governor's Award. And so the reason I say take the week to sit with it is because you'll find that there'll be things from your past that come up that you can include. The third one is events that you've been involved in that are of significant importance. You know, something that you are number one or first in, or something that gives you historical importance or why you're different. Now, you may not fit into every category, sit with that. Events that you've been involved with that have a significant importance. It could be a conference, it could be a trade show, it could be a movement, it could be initiation, or something that you're first at, or something you have historical importance, and why are you different? Number four, you know what, I actually combined the two. Number four I had, what do you do that makes you wildly successful? Number one was your field of expertise and scope of recognition. Okay, number five. Approximate number of times, years, audiences, shows you've done the item in number four. So if number four is what do you do that makes you wildly successful, you know, how many times, how many years, how many people, you know, you can say maybe you've trained hundreds of people, thousands of people, shows you've done. I'm going to pause here for a moment and see if anybody have any questions about the first five. Okay. And it's really interesting. One time I did this process with somebody, and they had a really great bio. And when, you know, because I got to know them a little bit, when we went through their bio, they had actually been on Lifetime Television and did not put it in there. And something like that, of that significance, even though it was in a different industry, is really powerful. That third-party validation of, you know, this person's appeared on Lifetime Television, doesn't it make everybody go, wow, who is this? So also, if you've, you know, been on TV or you've been in the media, those are things that you may be able to use, too. Number six, how much money or recognition, controversy or news you've created with this? How much money or recognition, controversy or news you've created with this? And if you haven't created news, this is where the Free Press Bootcamp program comes in to help you really create that story. Really create that story. Number seven, what you've created and started, and what is its scope? What you've created or started, and what is its scope? Number eight, what obstacles you've overcome? And number nine, the way you've overcome it. Now, I've had a few conversations about this, and Amanda Rose, last week's call, if you haven't listened to it, is really powerful. She's a master at helping people create inspiring, heart-connected stories with certain obstacles or life experiences. It may not necessarily have to be an obstacle. But really, this is a way of connecting to the heart of other people. People want to know, sometimes when we're celebritizing ourselves, there's this thing of, oh, they're unapproachable, or they've always been successful, or, you know, whatever the story may be. And so when there's an obstacle and a way you've overcome it, there's two things that happen. One is that it breaks that paradigm of oh my gosh, they're the superhero, but it also shows the humanness, and then it can inspire people that, wow, if they overcame this, so can I. So can I. And I know a lot of people are in the line of work that they are because they're solving a problem. I know we have a couple that's on the call that that does couples retreats, and I can't wait to hear their story of what motivated them to do that, because most people will find, you know, like my need for Free Press was because I had a passion and I didn't have money to get it out there, and I had to figure out how do I get my message to the masses with little to no budget. And so that's the obstacle and how you overcame it. Number 10, the name of the principle you teach, sell, or offer to others. Number 11, the result of overcoming the obstacles in the way that you did that allowed you to do what you do. And number 12, which is really, really, really key in marketing, is the reasons why people should pay attention and take interest and have a desire and take action when it comes to you. The reason why people should pay attention, take interest, have a desire, and take action when it comes to you. So these are things that I found, you know, most of the time we write resumes, we create bios. These are key things that I think are great to look at. Like I can say, I've been producing conferences and trade shows. I've done close to 400 events. So I'm able to tie in a number to with my power bio. I'm able to share a concrete, tangible number. We talked about when you write your press release and you create a tagline that sizzles, if you can bring in a number, you know, 5 steps to 3 keys to, it's the same thing with the bio, is creating, you know, a number. If there's numbers that you can tie to it, is really, really great. And another thing that we go through in the Free Press Bootcamp, and I'll just touch on it, but we have over 100 power words. And in the power words, these are really great to include. It could be things like launched, learned, leased, lectured, licensed, you know, managed, maintained, negotiated, navigated, taught, terminated. I mean, there's so many words that you can bring in to help create that power bio with specific words that help build emphasize, you know, global, if you're working with something that's global, nationwide, if you work in performance, proficient, profitable, educated. So there's a lot of power words that you can include in your bio. Any questions so far? I'm going to read you a sample. Okay, so a bio that I've created, and again, oh, does somebody have a question?
Hi, can I just ask a quick question, please? This is Mary Barr again.
Please, go ahead.
The 100 power words that you were just mentioning, do you have lists of those on your website, or is there some particular place that we can go to find the active power words of the moment?
Yeah, that's actually a part of the, so what we have, like this series is designed to give you lots and lots of tools. The power words are actually a part of the program that we have that's for sale. It's only $77 right now, but it's in there. I'm happy to share, you know, some of it, but it does, you get, I think there's over 100 words that come in it, and it's a part of the program. So if you want information about that, you can go to shannonburnett.com/special.
Shannon, okay. Burnett. I had any luck getting into your website, but I will continue to try. Thank you.
Okay, great. So here's a power bio that I created. Shannon Burnett has produced over 300 events and conferences since 2001. With 100-plus exhibitors and 100-plus volunteers, she discovered that most sponsors, speakers, and exhibitors do not have the education or plan to be successful. In order for them to continue to come back year after year, Shannon developed a simple system to train businesses and their teams how to get the results they want to make more money. She's also been an exhibitor of multiple booths that required planning, marketing, team training, sales, database building, and follow-up, and has the ability to systemize and implement a plan for follow-up so that leads turn into cash. This is through investors, sponsors, joint venture partners, and product sales. Shannon's event production clients include Dr. Gary Knoll, America's number one health guru, and T. Harv Eker, The Secret of the Millionaire Mind. So you can see where I've brought in some numbers and also brought in some of that third-party validation, you know, clients that I've worked with. So that can also be very powerful in your bio if you've worked with certain individuals, or again, if you've been on TV or you've been on the radio, and if you haven't, then that's where this program can help you do that. So any questions about creating the power bio? Wonderful. Does everybody have a bio? Are there some people here that's like, I've been there, done that, I have that? These are quiet today. So the next thing I'm going to go over. Oh, go ahead.
Hi, I just have one more question. How long do you suggest the power bio should be? Or you suggested there were several different lengths. So you have one that's like half a page and then one is a page and a half, or what is the length or what is the word count?
I suggest that people have at least a 50-word, 100-word, and a 250-word on hand. Because a 250-word, if you give me that, I can put that on a website. In a website, you have unlimited data. A 50-word may be something we use as a quick intro on the radio or if I'm introducing you on a call. So if you can have those three, but always ask. If you're getting ready to give it to somebody, you know, ask them how many words. So if you're prepared with those three, you should be set.
Okay, so they're all basically fairly short word counts. Good to know, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. I... Go ahead.
It's Diana Daffner. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
When you said that, I looked up some... You know, I have a page where I keep bios because I'm often asked to be on radio shows or when I submit articles to, you know, various magazines and in exchange for a little bio, you know, I have those on hand. But I never really thought to ask people how many words. That's a great... thing, and I just looked at one. I thought, wow, that's only 50 words, but when I do it, it's actually 150 words. It's not a lot of words, 150 words. Yeah, I think it's I guess it's, I could read it to you if you want. Were you looking for someone, were you wanting to hear some bios?
That would be great if you want to share yours, and it's easy. Now, you said it's about 100 words?
It's 150. You know, and right now, that's what it says. It says, Diana Daffner holds a master's in counseling, and with her husband, Richard, is the author of the book Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, How to Deepen Your Passion in Just 10 Minutes a Day. The Daffners lead romantic intimacy retreats for couples in Florida and other locations, including, this was an older one, including this winter on the island of Jamaica, but it'll be this winter in Mexico. They are the creators of a movement program for couples called Tantra Tai Chi. In addition to the book and a DVD, they offer an audio CD called Lessons in Intimacy that provides an at-home guided experience of intimacy. Diana has also taught Tai Chi Cha, Aikido, Reiki, massage, energy awareness, and meditation, and is featured in the book Women in Aikido. Her passion has always been to help people connect deeply with the experience of love. More information about Diana and the Daffner's workshops and products can be found on their website, intimacyretreats.com.
Great. Great.
Is that good?
So,
you like it?
Yeah, I do like it. I do like it. I love, you know, this is where it's good to sit down. Because one of the things that I talked about is accolades, awards, titles, and special honors and training. You know, you mentioned some of that. And so when I'm working with a client, if they don't have that third-party accolades or awards or honors, you know, be looking at how can you go out and get those. You know, there...
Right. So I probably should mention things like, you know, and you know... I don't know how to say it. we had press in USA Today, for example. So
that's
feature article in USA Today. That belongs in there. I sometimes forget those things. I did notice one thing as I was reading it to you. I edited it and left off the www, as you were suggesting. And then I realized the reason I actually leave it in when I give it to people to read it if they're reading it on a radio show, is it kind of lets people know that a website is coming. You know, it's just
And I think it's great. Like if you ask me for my bio, it will have the link. It'll have www.
Okay, right.
But if I'm communicating, I'm going to do the best I can just to go shannonburnett.com.
But you're right. I should include the third party things are sort of more important than some of the other things that we do ourselves.
Absolutely. And the USA Today, that's a huge. That's very big. That should definitely be in your bio.
Even that short one, right? Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so that's why, even if you have a bio, take this time to go through this process because it is amazing what will come up. And again, it's some things you may not have. You may not be able to fill them out. And like I was mentioning with the awards or special honors, be looking, if you don't have those in your business and you're trying to get it off the ground, it's really easy to do. There are so many organizations that are recognizing individuals for the good work they do. you know, even getting nominated. My company was nominated for the Governor's Award. Now, we didn't win the Governor's Award, but just to be able to say nominated for the Governor's Award, to add that is a great third-party validation. So be looking at, are there certain things that you can have somebody nominate you for, or certain organizations that you're involved with that they, in your industry of getting awards, if you have a book, you know, where there's all types of contests. And don't, you know, you've got to balance this out, obviously. You want to target something that's going to bring you some benefit, but be thinking about how to create that for your business. I always love when I'm working with somebody and you know, I've gotten this award, or my company's been recognized here or there, and that third-party validation is really powerful. I'm so glad you spoke up and talked about the USA Today. That's a really big thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wonderful. Anybody else want to talk about the Power Bios? Okay, great. So in the Power Bios, this is again something that I love. When I did work with T. Harv Eker, he sent me his bio with this big photo of him standing on the site. So you want to have some sort of photo. People connect with people. It's really important to continue to put your face out there, and have an updated photo. I can't say enough that a photo, you know, you want to at least try to update it every year. We change our, you know, we change our looks. We're, you know, everybody's growing and things are shifting, and so it's important to have something so that people can recognize you and connect. So one of the things that I want to talk about today is also contacting the media and developing that media list and developing those media contacts, because it's so key with getting your message out there. We talked about how to create the press release, you know, but with getting your message out there, you know, some people buy lists, and that can be great. I don't necessarily think it's the most effective. What I like to tell people is identify the top 10 publications you want to be in, or the top 10 radio stations you want to be on, and if you haven't been on the radio before, then go find somebody that's doing a blog talk. Go get, you know, have that experience of being on the radio, because I know the first time I did, and I know with my clients, it can be a little, people are nervous, and they have to have all the notes right, and little do they know that when they get on the radio, it's most of the time so simple, you're just having a conversation with somebody, but there's a little bit of anxiety until you actually do it. So do what you can to be certain that you get on the radio as soon as you can if you have not done that so far. So as far as determining which media, you know, you're going to want to look at what's in your, now, USA Today, that's awesome. That's huge. You know, there may be local magazines, the Internet. Right now there's so many aspects of the Internet that people are marketing themselves. So what I do is I actually put together a spreadsheet using Excel, and or you may have your preferred software, and basically I've developed a media list where it has the company's name, the individual name, the phone number, all their contact information, and the most important thing is their deadline date, because I want to be working within their time frame and make sure I have enough time that if I'm doing an event or I have something that I want to get out there, that I make that mark. And be sure to also indicate how they like to be contacted. We talked about this on the first call, that you don't want to be emailing something if they want it faxed, or vice versa. You want to be certain that you ask them, how do you like to receive this information? They may want it by the mail. Most people aren't doing that. But just, you know, make sure you mark the method of what works for them. Also, reporters and producers are great media contacts. You know, freelance writers are another great avenue. I know that when I've been really trying to get into the media and I've contacted the editors and I'm not able to get through, there's been times where I've called some of the freelance writers that were writing articles and said, you know, obviously I have to read their article and say, I love this article. I don't know if this is a match. I thought I'd share it with you. and I give them the tagline that sizzles. So reporters, producers, freelance writers, those are also individuals that you want to add to that media list. And the media list is really key. I mean, I'm always building and growing this list so that when I have something that I want to get out there, I can do it quickly. Now, it's important that you test everything. You know, with this, you don't want to send, you know, I think my media list is like 250 people. I'm not going to send it out to everybody all at once. I want to test it. I want to make sure it's going to be okay. And I really think that it's good to pick up the phone and call the media first before I actually send it to them, just to let them know that it's coming and see if it's something that they would be interested in. Or do I need to be talking to somebody else? Because a lot of the newspapers have so many different departments, and I may think that I need to hit the business department, but they may want me, you know, in the featured part of the newspaper. So, you know, calling them first tends to be really, really great. And then I also, you know, ask for permission to follow up. And I think, you know, some of this I talked about before, but I want to reiterate that follow-up is absolutely essential with getting free press. It's so key, and expect them to say, no, I didn't get it, or I'm so busy, I haven't had a chance to do this, and really be patient here, because I have had times where I've even heard no a few times, and I'll call back, and I'll say, you know, I now got into, and I may leverage other media contacts. You know, I just got picked up by Fox in Orlando, and I wanted to talk to you again about it. I know that you're really busy, but just continue to be patient and kind, and know that it may take a few attempts. If you're just writing press releases and sending them out to people, you won't get the results that you want. You won't, you know, you're the best effort is contacting people. So, also, take notes in your spreadsheet. You know, as you're developing that, take notes and share what you know. I have, like, one of my key individuals here that I can call him night or day and say I've got something, and he's written it every time. We're both from Spokane, Washington. So in my notes, I'll write Spokane, Washington, so that I can easily connect with him at that level. Hey, it's Sharon from Spokane. One of my favorite books, I always tell all my clients, if you haven't read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, he sold millions of copies, and it's one of my favorite books, and it shares great ways to sincerely connect with others. And it's a wonderful reference when you're trying to reach out to the media and different prospects. So that's really key. So with that, I'm going to, does anybody have any questions about developing your media list?
Well, actually, Shannon, it's Diana again. You answered a really good question that I didn't follow up on. I knew after the USA Today article that we should contact, you know, local media, and, you know, but I didn't know how to approach them. And you just said something really simple that if I had only known that, I could have used it. Now I've forgotten what it was again, though. You said we were just featured and...
Yeah, and you can use that now. It's never too late to use that. You can say, Diana, we've been featured in the USA Today.
And also, you know, people say when there's something in the news, you know, tie your thing to it. And that's always confused me, how to go to the local media, and say, well, this couple is talking about having gone to a couple's retreat or something, or, you know, this is in the news. I'm never quite sure. We talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. I asked you the same thing. I probably did. You must see my... beginning to sound familiar to me. I think you gave me an answer.
and it doesn't mean that you can't, if you're not connected to what's happening in the economy or in, you know, divorce or mortgages or, you know, those individuals that are in the housing industry right now, they can get free press galore because that's what's all over the news, the housing industry. So, And so if you can tie into themes that are happening in the news, that's great. But don't let that stop you. Don't, you know, you can still, you guys are in an industry with being in relationships that you, that people are always talking about relationships and divorce. And so that's something that you can easily tie into. So any other questions about the media? Okay, great. So I just wanted to talk to you just a little bit about the program, and the next week I'm so excited for the call. I know, Diana, you guys, there's a few of you that got on a little bit late. Today we were going to have Paula Lingus Ryan, who's the copywriter for J. Abraham and just an amazing woman. I'm doing the call, so we've actually extended it to 6 weeks. So yay, everybody gets a bonus of another week. And so next week it'll be the same time, same number. We have Donna. Hold on, I'm checking here real quick. See, but I'm not totally ready. I believe we have Donna Anselmo, and she is a branding expert. She's out of New York. She's an individual that did a major contribution to this program on how to really, you know, the inside and out marketing for brand acceleration. We just had her do some work for my husband, and when we got the flyer back, and he's been in his industry for 17 years, and when we sent it to his family, they were like, oh my gosh, this is the best ever. She's just so great at language and really getting results, because we can do lots of marketing, we can put lots of words on paper, but if it doesn't get us results, that's where we want to work with. So she's been great at helping people language so that they can get the desired results that they want. So just in closing, I want to recap a little bit about what the Free Press Program, Boot Camp Program is. This is something that right now is in pre-launch. The end of the month it will be available. This is an entire workbook where you can sit down and go page by page, and it's like you're in school writing down each individual item. You'll go through strategies like visualizing your future, what are the keys to really creating, you know, getting in the free press. What is marketing? We provide a guide to developing a marketing plan specific to your business. Also, how to create stories about you and events that have occurred in your life that allow you to build connection with prospects and media contacts and makes you real in their eyes. And what's your story? Walk you through through writing these stories. And also how to know who you are. You know, I give you tools on how to write your elevator speech, or I love calling it your conscious calling, which is a short, concise introduction to give your message, you know, get your message across quickly and completely. Also, I go through what's so good about that, and I talked a little bit about that on the first call, but that reinforces the importance of sharing, always sharing your message in terms of benefits rather than features. Your prospects want to know what your product and services can do for them, not just what they are. Also, another great way of building connections, what we talked about today, is your power bio. You know, teaching you those skills on how to really put power into your bio so that it has impact. I can't say enough. I'm so excited that you brought that up about the USA Today. I can't tell you how many people have been through this process and they go, oh, wow. This is so important. And then also how to stand out from the competition. It's all about writing a press release. Getting a press release to the media is a highly effective way of getting your message out to the wide audience. And then not missing the boat. You know, you want to don't miss the boat with your press kit. Make sure that you have all those key components together so that, you know, if they say, I need a picture today, or send me your bio, or tell me a little bit about you, that you have everything together so that at the push of a button, you can get that to them within 24, 48 hours. And finally, you'll learn how to create the media list, and then how to follow up with the contact too. And you get an action step by step by step. So, you know, step one, I need to do this. Step one, I need to do that. You know, step two, I need to do that in the program. So the program right now, if you go to shannonburnett.com/special, we're selling it for $77, and there are so many bonuses. We even have video trainings. Each author has given something. I have a video training on how to get thousands of free press. I go through things that aren't in the boot camp. Donna, the branding expert, also has stuff. Paula goes through. She's got a language of prosperity that she sells for $297 to her clients. It was really interesting. She's like, I don't know if I want to do this, but she did anyways. And it's a workbook and a video that teaches you the language of prosperity. You know, we're in this age of so much, you know, focused on negativity, and really she's just got such a great program to really turn our words into abundance in all areas of our life. And as I mentioned earlier, Jeff and Automatically You are giving a whole entire year of Automatically You, and Amanda Rose is also, not, I think it's 90 minutes of public speaking. So that's the program that we are offering if you want to go deeper. And next week, and I'm going to open it up for a quick Q&A if anybody has any, which I'd love helping. Next week we'll have Donna available, and it should be just a great call. So any questions so far? Questions, comments, feedback?
Great call.
Yay. Yes, thanks again. Great.
Yeah, Shannon,
motivating.
You are always full of great information. And you do it so well.
Wonderful, thank you.
If I do not have the funds at this exact moment and acquire them within a couple of days, would I still be able to get that price?
The $77, we've went ahead and extended it to the end of the program, you know, until we actually do the launch the end of the month. So once it goes live, then that's the case. And we also have an affiliate program. Once you purchase the program and you like it, we pay 60% commission of anybody that ends up sharing it with other people. So all of that's being put together right now, and I think there's just so many great messages out there and want to help people not only get their message out, but I know there's individuals that need money too, so hopefully it's going to be a great vehicle to do that too.
Right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? I'm thinking about having a contest. Let me just put this out here before we hang up. We've got a few minutes. I've been thinking about having a free press or a Power Bio contest and having people actually submit them on Conscious Living Space. And then, you know, the individuals that follow the format or that have stories, they could win a few different things. So I'd love feedback on the idea of the contest, and I'd love feedback on the idea of what the prizes would be. You know, one could be we pick the first, you know, the top five people, and they get to be a part of an eight-week program, you know, small, intimate, actually doing the work. Or we could include plugging them through our free press. You know, they could get some free press marketing through my medium, or they could get some one-on-one, you know, let's say 3-4 hours of individual consulting on their media and contacting the media. What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
Which of the prizes would you be more prone to say, I would love this?
Oh, gosh. Can you repeat the prizes?
Okay, so one is I was looking at, you know, maybe picking the top five and having them on a group program where we go through, you know, like the free press boot camp. They work on their Power Bio. They work on their press releases. We actually contact the media together. So that would be one. Another would be individual one-on-one, so that I would work with the person individually. And then the third one would be I would get them a free press. I'd go ahead and take the best press release or the best Power Bio and I'd plug them through my media stream of getting them marketing.
Oh, gosh. Well, the first one is appealing because you'd have five people input as well, and other, you know, that inspiration that comes from the group. But just getting the free press just handed to you is nice too. Gosh.
Okay, great.
Any one of those.
Okay. Anybody else? Would you guys take time to submit a press release or submit a power bio if you knew there was a contest?
Sure.
Okay. Nobody else is saying anything. I don't know if they're muted or...
Do you know how many people are on the call?
Yes, Shannon, I'm muted on the call right now, so... but yeah, no, I'd be willing to do something like that. I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I did a 8-week program, and people, you know, they paid $1,200 to be in the program, and I do have to agree, the group dynamic was so powerful, because, I had everybody share the media list. I shared my media list with them, but I had everybody add to it, and it was just really powerful, having us all work together. It was like we were on each other's team, so that may be a way to go. Okay, great. Anybody else before we say goodbye?
Could you repeat number, is it 10 and 11? My notes, I didn't get all of that statement down.
Okay. Number 10, the name of the principle you teach, sell, offer to others.
Okay.
And 11, the result of overcoming the obstacle in the way that you did that allows you to do what you do.
Okay. So most of what I'm doing, or I'm just writing the book right now, and I'm just attempting to create interest in some of the material from the book. So my successes have been mostly my personal experience with taking myself through the process. What I'm talking about are things like diagnosis like ADD, obsessive compulsive, and manic depression, all those kind of things. And so just in terms of getting out there with the power bio, I have had a few clients with this, but it's been mostly my own process to do with this, because we have to become what it is we teach, right?
Mm.
So what would you suggest for that in terms of a power bio?
Okay, so what you're saying is that you're wanting to put into the bio what you've overcome. Tell me which one you're referring to, because I'm hearing you mentioned ADD, ADHD, that's what you're writing. You're talking about the obstacles, correct?
Yes. My story is that I came from a very abusive, you know, alcoholic family, right, your typical dysfunctional family, and I learned about 15, 16 years ago that I was almost 100% off-center from what my soul had intended, even though I was out there as a dynamic artist pursuing a career as an artist, but it wasn't like I was totally off as to what I was here to do. So that got me onto the healer's path, and then I started to open up. I had an opening in terms of the inner visionary stuff, and I saw myself as a speaker. So I've worked with shamanic healers, et cetera, learning the energy work and all that stuff, and I've taken myself through that process, and now I'm ready to step forward as an empowered speaker regarding that process.
Awesome. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that the way that you overcame it was you felt a deep imbalance in your soul. Like you didn't feel like you were, you know, you
things were, your outer world and your inner world were out of balance. Is that right?
Yes, everything was collapsing. And along with that, I experienced a lot of those, what they call with those labels, ADD and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, great. And so, and the way you overcame that was you sought out and worked with outside, you know, other individuals to help you. Is that correct?
Yes, and also, like my book, the first part is about basically the awakening experience, because I did not have trust. I got offered divine intervention by spiritual beings, etc., and was told, you know, like, you're almost completely off, and we're here to help you. And then the tools, my relationship with them, like working with your dreams, changing your handwriting, and those kinds of things. And then the third part of the book is about the work that I introduced that is actually invoking your soul and accessing your soul's blueprint, so that, like, my thing was that I had really imbalanced physically when I went to pursue a career as an artist. So I had to do that journey healer, and I did almost completely in an alternative way than the medical system and the psychological, you know, what's out there in terms of the formal stuff. So that's what I'm writing about, and then, you know, starting to speak about. But to a lot of people, it's kind of way out there, and but that way out there has gotten me way in.
Yeah. So, and you touch on an interesting thing with the way out there, because it is, you know, I was just meeting with somebody the other day, and we were just looking at some of the key words of, can you convey the same message if you're trying to get into mainstream media without bringing in, you know, like you wanted to bring in spirituality and religion, which is fine. They still do that, but you do want to be mindful of that. So with this one is, you know, I would talk about the end result. You know, the end result is what? I mean, what do you feel today? I mean, I'm hearing you're empowered. I'm hearing you're living on purpose. I'm hearing that you're healthy. Are there other results that you?
Well, it's mainly the getting out there and how to package myself. You know, putting together that. Like I said, the programs and that kind of thing to be out there.
Okay.
So, you know, how a lot of it is the, again, writing the power bio, having the right languaging and all that, so it sounds like your program is quite useful for that.
Yeah, and so when you're talking about that part of it, you know, when you share your results, that's where people are going to go, oh, wow, okay, I can get those results. Oh, okay, this, you know, it's a form of actually talking about the benefits to them, too.
Right.
So the benefits of overcoming it in the way that you did. So it sounds like you've got a great program.
Thank you.
And a lot of people could probably I know I could resonate with it. So... Did I answer your question?
It's very much having the discipline of using the metaphysical tools as well as the physical action. And a lot of programs focuses on the physical action, but a lot of that becomes a lot easier when we use the metaphysical tools to attract to us, which I refer to as the feminine principle of life. We're taught to do man, but, you know, we need the invisible tools that make life a lot easier, too, like calling it to us, et cetera.
Yeah, I can resonate with that. Great. I don't know if I left everybody my email address. It's info@shannonburnett.com, info@shannonburnett.com, if there's questions that
for after the call. Anybody else have any questions before we say goodbye? All right, thank you so much. Go out there and spread your message. I know that everybody on the call that I've talked to, you've got some great projects, and I just want to honor you for taking time to make the difference that you do, whether it's in animals or individuals or couples. It's all important, and even Jeff, who was on, giving us more free time through marketing is great. So here's to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Are you going to do the contest?
Say that again?
Are you going to do the contest?
I am really thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it. It sounds fun. I just wanted to see if people wanted to participate because, if I put effort into doing the contest and we only get a few people participating, it may not be that much fun. So,
well, for the info, it's been a great call.
Great. Well, thank you for joining. Really appreciate it.
This is Linda from Vancouver area, BC.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Okay. All right, talk to you guys next week.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye
for now.